Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into the world of fast money apps.
Oh yeah.
You know those ones that promise to turn your phone time into like piles of cash?
Right.
You've sent us some sources, so I know you're curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see if there's any truth to these claims.
Absolutely. These apps are everywhere, I feel like.
Yeah.
And they're so tempting, you know?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to make some extra cash just, you know,
totally.
In their downtime just for using their phone?
Exactly.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
We've really got to be careful and approach this with a critical eye.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with this whole gig economy thing going on,
yeah.
More and more people are looking for these kinds of opportunities.
Yeah.
And not all of them are created equal.
Okay. So it's good to be skeptical.
Yeah.
For this deep dive, we're looking at a transcript called Hay dos preguntas que me hacen todo el TXT.
Okay.
Where someone walks us through their strategy for four different money-making apps.
Interesting.
So think of it like our treasure map.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the hunt for real gold.
Love it.
Not fool's gold.
Exactly. And I think what's important to keep in mind here is that we're going beyond just this one person's experience. Mm-hmm. We're really trying to look closely at what they're saying, how these apps actually work, so that we can, you know, equip our listeners to spot those patterns.
Yes.
And avoid the pitfalls.
Okay. I'm ready to put on my detective hat.
Well, let's do it.
First up is CAPTCHA Cash. And right away, they hit us with the classic line.
Okay.
Reliable developers paying for years.
Mm.
I feel like I've heard that before.
It's a little vague, isn't it?
A little bit.
Like, what does that even mean?
Right.
It's like saying a restaurant is the best in town.
Exactly.
Without any proof.
Right.
And, you know, longevity is one thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean an app is trustworthy.
Okay.
It's always a good idea to do your research.
Yeah.
See if the developers have any other apps.
Yeah.
Look for user complaints.
Okay, so don't judge an app by its initial claims.
Exactly.
What else is in this transcript?
Well.
Oh, they make a big deal about a new update.
Okay.
With something called super offers, which are supposed to be the easiest way to get to those big payouts.
Classic tactic, right?
Is it?
The old, new and improved.
Oh.
It's often a way to distract from past issues.
Interesting.
Or the lack of, you know,
right.
real reviews from right. genuine users. Because think about it. If this app was really making people rich.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all be using it?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does this super offer actually work?
Yeah. Tell me more.
It sounds like a game.
Okay.
Which makes sense with how these apps are designed.
Mm-hmm.
They say you need a certain number of, like, tickets.
Okay.
28 in this example to unlock some grand prize.
Yeah.
And you earn tickets by playing this simple matching game.
Oh, like a carnival game.
Yeah.
Like one of those spin the wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
To match the numbers.
This one has a twist, though.
What's that?
The source says to focus on just the last two digits of the numbers to match them faster instead mm-hmm. of trying to, like,
oh, interesting.
Read the whole thing.
That's actually pretty clever.
Right.
But it also points to something a little bit, well, I don't know, maybe manipulative.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, they're using these game-like elements to keep you engaged.
Okay.
Even if the rewards are actually pretty small.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like they're hacking our brains.
Yeah.
Tapping into that instant gratification.
Totally. And that leads us to the main event, earning coins.
Okay, the good stuff.
The transcript really emphasizes watching ads as the primary way to cash in.
Oh, okay.
You install a promoted app, you leave it open for 2 minutes, hit verify, and boom, 5,000 coins magically appear in your account.
It does sound kind of magical, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. But the question is, are those coins actually worth anything?
That is the question, isn't it?
It is.
Like, are we actually going to see any real money from this?
Exactly. And that's what we need to find out.
All right. So we're back on the case.
Mm-hmm.
We just took a deep dive into CAPTCHA Cash, and
yeah,
I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, I hear that.
But we're not jumping to conclusions just yet.
Of course not.
We got three more apps to look at.
Right.
So let's see if they offer anything different.
Exactly. One data point doesn't tell the whole story.
Right.
It's all about looking for those patterns.
Exactly.
And understanding the tactics that these apps use.
So app number two is Spin for Cash.
Okay.
And the name kind of gives it away.
Yeah. What is it?
It's all about those slot machine vibes.
Oh, yeah. Those are everywhere.
Right.
Have you ever played one of those games?
I have.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I think it's that, you know, that quick reward.
Anticipation.
That little thrill.
It's like they know what our brains
are. Well, they've done their research.
Yeah.
They know how to keep us engaged.
Wow.
Even if we're not really winning much.
And speaking of playing.
Yes.
The source talks about using your earnings from Spin for Cash to buy these things called vouchers.
Oh,
to use in other apps.
Interesting.
So they're like interconnected.
Right. It's all part of this larger ecosystem
Yeah.
designed to keep us hooked.
And of course, when it comes to actually cashing out,
Right.
it sounds like it's the same story.
Is it those minimum withdrawals?
Minimum withdrawal,
Long processing time.
24 hours.
Yeah. It makes you wonder if they're intentionally delaying it.
To keep us playing.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So not exactly instant cash.
Not quite.
Okay. Let's move on to app number three.
Okay, what do we got?
Master out.
This one actually sounds kind of fun. Oh, yeah. In what way?
It's like a little brain break disguised as a money maker.
I like that.
You're basically guiding an animal through a maze.
Okay, like a digital maze.
Yeah, and collecting coins along the way.
So they're really leaning into that mobile gaming aspect.
Right. It makes you forget that you're supposed to be making money.
Exactly, and that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah. Are we actually going to see any real money from this?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is. And this is where it gets even more
That's
interesting.
okay. Tell me more.
Instead of cashing out directly through Master Out,
Yeah.
the source says you have to go through a parent app
A parent app.
called Dayday Cash 2.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
And they don't really explain what that is.
No, they don't.
That's a little suspicious.
Yeah, like, why do we have to go through a whole other app?
It's like they're adding an extra layer of complexity
Right.
to make it harder to actually get your money.
Okay, so that's a red flag for sure.
Definitely.
All right, last but not least, we have Fruit Garden.
Okay, I'm intrigued by this one.
This one's supposed to be more of a passive earner.
Passive income.
You plant a virtual tree, it grows on a timer,
Sounds easy enough.
and supposedly you make money while you do nothing.
I love the idea of passive income,
Who
but
doesn't?
I'm always a little skeptical
Of course.
when something sounds too easy.
Right, because if it were that easy,
Everyone would be doing it.
exactly. And the source mentions that Fruit Garden has a pretty low cash out minimum.
Okay, how low?
Just $3.
Okay, that's not bad.
But again, they don't provide any evidence that anyone's actually received a payout.
Interesting.
So it's like all these apps are really big on promises.
Promises and
Question marks
well,
when it comes to actually seeing the money.
it's like they're all talk and no action.
Exactly. And hold on.
What's that?
Our deep dive's not over yet.
Okay.
The source actually warns us about a few other apps
Oh, right.
that they specifically don't recommend.
Like what?
Okay. So one is called Clip Claps.
Okay.
And apparently, it has a really high withdrawal minimum.
Like, how high are we talking?
$10.
$10. That's a lot of work.
It is. And then there's Joyful Water Sorting, which apparently doesn't even have a cash out option.
So you're just playing for fun.
Basically.
Interesting.
And then there's Balls Soft,
Okay.
which they don't go into detail about, but apparently, it has a $200 minimum withdrawal.
$200.
$200.
Who has that kind of time?
I know, right?
It really highlights the importance of doing your research,
It does.
reading reviews. Don't
Yes.
just trust what you see online.
Just because an app is popular doesn't mean it's legit.
Exactly. You got to be careful out there.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
I think it's time to take a step back
Okay.
and process everything we've learned.
What are the key takeaways here?
So we've spent all this time on these fast money apps,
Yeah.
and I gotta say,
What's that?
I'm not seeing a whole lot of treasure.
Right.
More like a bunch of warning signs.
Yeah, if you're hoping to quit your job and buy a yacht with these earnings,
Okay.
you might be waiting a while.
Yeah, no private island. Okay, so no instant riches.
Not likely.
But even though we haven't found any like get rich quick schemes,
True.
we have uncovered some really important information
Yeah.
about how these apps work and
Yeah.
the tactics that they use.
Absolutely.
So, expert speaker, when you think about everything we just talked about,
Yeah.
what are the big takeaways here?
I think the most important thing is to be really skeptical.
Okay.
Don't just take those promises at face value.
So like with CAPTCHA Cash, they
Exactly.
said reliable developers, but like.
Right. What does that even mean?
Exactly.
Always do your research.
Okay. So it's like before you hire someone,
Exactly.
you check their references.
100%.
Okay.
And speaking of references,
Yeah.
don't just rely on those 5-star reviews.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, remember how Spin for Cash had all those connections to other apps?
Right.
It's possible they're manipulating those ratings.
Interesting.
Look for real feedback from actual users.
Okay, so look for people who actually got paid.
Exactly. Did they have a good experience?
Got it.
Was it easy to withdraw their money?
Okay, so transparency is key.
Absolutely. And you know, a lot of these apps, they really try to sell you on this idea
Of what?
of easy money.
Right.
But as we've seen, it's really not that simple.
It's more complicated.
Way more complicated, and you have to be willing to put in the time.
And the effort.
And even then, there's no guarantee.
That you'll actually get paid.
Exactly.
It's almost like
what's that?
Playing the lottery.
Ooh. I like that analogy.
You might win.
Yeah.
But you probably won't.
Exactly. So don't go quitting your day job just yet.
Okay, so no early retirement.
Not from these apps.
All right, well, expert speaker, thank you so much for lending your expertise to this deep dive.
Of course. Happy to be here.
This has been really eye-opening.
It's a wild world out there.
It is. And for our listeners out there,
yes.
Just remember.
What's that?
Be skeptical, do your research, and don't be afraid to walk away.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
If something feels off.
100%.
All right, everyone, until next time, stay curious.
Bye, everyone.